Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 7th of April, in London at 7:24 p.m. Now, first thing I said I would do was talk about a possible stock market signal. Now, let me put that in context. First, the really good signal, which you may remember me discussing on this audio, and on the 25th of March, when we had that big upward dynamic in the NASDAQ index, so a lot of short-term oversold conditions existed at the time. Actually, some of them were medium-term oversold conditions. NASDAQ, one of the important leaders in terms of this stock market cycle ever since it started over a year ago, this rally started over a year ago, had this huge move on the upside. That was a bell ringer. The whole point about a dynamic, and why it's a term I use, developed in my technical analysis, it's a single day move. Usually, the important ones are counter trend. In other words, moving in the opposite direction of that short term prevailing trend, which really does lead to a reassessment of conventional thinking. And so everybody was looking south on Wall Street and the other stock markets. Whammo, we get the big upward dynamic on the NASDAQ, and then people start scrambling to cover, and then the bulls are emboldened to go in and increase long positions and so on. And that brings us right on up here till today, and you could say yesterday to a certain extent, where we have a short-term overbought condition. And some indices are up near, or well, within striking distance of previous highs. And an important one that is in that category is the S&P index. And now we're getting not anything that constitutes a clear downward dynamic, but we have this short-term overbought condition. We see some loss of upside momentum. And we've got the long Easter weekend coming up. So you got three factors there which are enough to check the rally for most stock markets and maybe to produce a small reaction. I don't think we're going to see a big downward reaction in here. I think the much more important signal was the one that we saw previously back on the 25th of March. So as I say, I look for a little pullback, but I don't think it's going to be anything to panic about at this stage. Now, overall, though, you know, just to put this in context, put it in perspective, I maintain that this is the year when the great stock market rally runs out of steam, and I believe that we have already almost certainly seen the penultimate peaks. Those are those highs that led to the oversold condition I described earlier on, that led to the rally up to our current overbought short-term position. So we need to be careful in here, not too aggressive. We don't want to be chasing anything upwards, that's pretty much it. Now, how are markets doing in here today? A mixed bag, as you would expect against this background. I noticed that the Hang Seng Index, though, was up a little bit. Japan down on the Nikkei, but only 60 points. But we're still at that 12,000 level, or just above that 12,000 level, where there is that lateral and psychological resistance. So again, it'd be hardly be surprising if it didn't range around here a little bit, although hopefully not coming down enough to trigger my stop, which is relatively tight on that futures position long. I haven't changed my stop on the HSI, the Hong Kong HSI index, having moved that in yesterday and as an in-the-money stop. Now, European markets, some of them showed some gains. Well, most of them showed gains earlier on in the day, nothing big. And then those gains faded due to some profit-taking on Wall Street. And so they mostly closed on the downside. The three exceptions are absolutely minimal gains: Amsterdam, Sweden, and Switzerland. Now, the Dow, as I speak, is down 87. It has been down over 105. And the S&P is down just under 8 now. NASDAQ down 13 points. That's not it's not much. The Dow's got the biggest percentage, but it's less than 1% So again, I think just pause, a little bit of profit taking. Bond markets, those US bonds are not doing much. The JGBs, where I jam my stop down to lock in the profit, a little bit steadier in here today, but not much. And as a US Treasuries, that's good with the Dow down, well, good if you're short, with the Dow down as I am, with the Dow down that much, this they're only up 1 point, one tick on the futures contract, looking at the 30-year futures contract. So not much going there, a little bit of steadying in the bunds and the UK gilts. I don't like these bond markets, as you know, and I think that these government long-dated bond markets are sells on rallies, and the best ones to sell on rallies, assuming we get more rallies, and I think we probably will, as part of the overall top development process, would be the JGBs. That would be my top choice, and the US Treasury is my second choice, and the reasons are absolutely obvious. We've got Mickey Mouse yields, and we have just a mountain of supply. And we've got all that credit creation coming from the central banks in those two countries. Now, moving on in these markets, the currency situation with this euro, well, it's bounced again from this sort of 120 level, having dipped below it slightly on a couple of occasions this week. I'm so glad I'm not trading that rate. And I do have, this is a portfolio dogs department here. I do still have my euro yen position, which I bought too soon because I was hoping it would bounce from a previous low from an oversold condition. And at the time, you remember I said the more conservative strategy would be to wait for the, or a safer strategy would be to wait for an upward dynamic, which we had yesterday. And it's good because it dipped down today. Got down to 127.22, but is it currently at 128.30? That's no great shakes, but it is up 19 ticks here, and therefore it's holding that gain from the dynamic, and it could easily see a further technical rally, and David will heave a huge sigh of relief and walk away from the position because these are just too choppy. There are so many better situations around, as I've said before. And what might a few of those be? Well, I'm wondering if my soybeans, again, where I've got a stop locking in a chunk of profit, but this is ranging at the moment, so, and it's a weather punt, so these are always a little bit risky. Gold, good action in here today. 422.45, that's up 3. Again, that steadier euro obviously helping a bit. Palladium's the precious metal in form, shot up to 332 today, and then closed off $10, $9.5 lower than that, but another new closing high at 322.50. Here I did a little piece on that on the website. And oil, we're back to now. I just mentioned on that palladium, that's still my biggest futures position by far. And then back to dogs of the portfolio here, my oil long position, which I did not buy well, and I didn't think it through properly because this whole business with the gasoline prices in the United States during the election year, that it was, I should have recognized that it was going to be obvious that the Bush administration would move hell and high water to try to keep the oil price, that gasoline price, from moving up any further and giving the Democrats lots of ammunition. Now, will they be able to prevent it from happening? In the short term, possibly. But therefore, I may reconsider that position, although I'm a big bull of energy in the energy fund that I've mentioned, as you know, that Investec energy fund that's registered in Guernsey. And I think that's pretty much it. So again, I'll just say, have a terrific evening.